Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome to another beautiful edition of Sisters Talk Radio. And I have some wonderful sisters with me today for a beautiful show. I have our friends Nancy Gellos.
Hello, Mona.
Hi, Nancy. I have our sister Marlon Boyven.
Hi, Mona.
And I have my real life sister, Miss Rose. Welcome, Rose.
Hi, listeners. This is Miss Rose with another exciting opportunity for you to listen to some wonderful advice and great ideas. Hang on.
Beautiful. Well, we have a great topic today about food. But first, let me tell you a little bit about Nancy and Marlon. They are partners of Shin Shin Shea LLC. Marlon and Nancy are a Seattle-based business which shines light on those who are positively growing community. They bring together over 30 years' experience in creative design, direction, marketing, public relations, business coaching, and select custom publishing. Their work explores our beautiful connection with food. Two examples are the books Tender, Farmers, Cooks, Eaters with James Beard Award-winning chef Tamara Murphy, and Passion and Palate, Recipes for a Generous Table by Chef John Howie, who is a semi-finalist for the 2013 James Beard Foundation Awards and Outstanding Restaurateur. Welcome, Nancy and Marlon.
Thank you, Mona. Nice to be
here. Thank you.
Great. Well, listen, this is a fun topic today because now is the time where farmers markets are preparing to be open on the weekends, and we have this incredibly lush, abundant supply of food here in Washington State. And the reason I wanted both of you to be on the show is to tell us how we can take advantage of this incredible abundance that we have in our evergreen state. So, Marlon, I'm going to start with you. Why is this topic of food so important, and what should we do with it?
Well, first of all, food seems to be an active part of my life in every single way. And I grew up in the restaurant industry in my early adult years. And in that, I found a natural interest and a natural inspiration and intuition with food. Fresh food, local foods, connecting with farmers, preparing things from scratch, and just a general love of entertaining and sharing the table. So for me, that's where it began. And I know Nancy.
Well, I did grow up in a family that, thank you, Mom and Dad, that we ate real food. And that established habits very early on with all of us that was what food was. We grew a garden. Nothing huge, nothing that anyone couldn't do today, but it was always there, and we participated together in creating our meals, and my mom wouldn't say that. She'd probably say she was doing all the work, but I remember it this way. So it always dawned on me that helped me feel good, and later in life, by the time we got to college and then beyond when I met Marlon, I noticed a lot of people struggled with food or their ideas about food. And this is simple. This is a simple way. So that's where our journey came together, our love of food, and we came at it from a little different angle, and we are on a journey.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, Rose, I'm going to have you talk about our upbringing and our connection with food in our little rural Montana setting. Yeah, there we go.
We had a huge garden in our backyard, and for some reason, our dad really liked growing things, and he apparently always had liked growing things. So we had an abundance in that backyard. We had a huge corn patch. We had strawberries. and all the beans and loved it when the peas came on.
Tomatoes. Cucumbers.
Anything you can think of. He managed to get planted. The squash and the pumpkins and just, it was marvelous. Not that we particularly like going out there and weeding it, mind you, but
it was a big garden.
We had such a wonderful time just grazing in that garden. And I could just remember as a little child sitting there in the pea plants and just picking the pods off and popping them. And I'd eat a whole meal just sitting there eating it raw, totally happy, thinking it was the most wonderful thing that had ever happened to me.
Exactly.
So that was one of my really fondest childhood experiences with raw foods.
Beautiful. In fact, I was going to add, because there's 10 years difference between us, my experience is when I came along, Dad still had that big garden. But at that time, there was also this mixture of canned goods and that garden stuff. And so I never really, I struggled to know and appreciate fresh food because Del Monte had the hold on my palate with canned beans and canned spinach. And I know that just is revolting, but you know, when you grow up and you grow with that, you don't know anything, you don't know any different. So as funny as it sounds, fresh foods like fresh spinach, fresh green beans tasted weird to me because I grew up with canned because mom was working and that was fast. And you're in the Montana winter. That's a long time and was before she really started canning and doing all that stuff. So I kind of had a mixture of a mixed relationship with fresh food. So did your, how do you heal that split between, as strange as that sounds, when you're like a little kid and you've got canned food over here, processed food over here, and then you've got this fresh food over there?
For me, one of the things that we all have are food memories. Some of them positive, some of them not so positive. And anytime we remember a food memory that has joy that comes along with it.
Yes.
And we can feel that moment.
Yes.
You know, when Rose was talking about sitting out in the pea patch and popping the pods off and the peas into her mouth, that's it sounds like and feels like a very joyous memory for you.
Yeah.
It was. It was just a totally fun thing. And I could be out there and I could sit there for an hour and just be kind of lost. And loving looking at the plants and looking at the blossoms of the ones that were still to come and really totally getting a total sensorial experience of really seeing that plant in its natural state and just loving the fact that it was there. When we connect with the seasons, we realize that seasons change and so do we.
Yes.
So what we experienced as a child and what we're experiencing as an adult, and it doesn't matter what your entry point is, wherever we can connect with food through joy is a great starting place.
Exactly.
And Rose, when you're speaking about this experience with the pea pods, it reminds me that it's innately in us to feel connected to food that's growing in season.
Yes.
It's innate. And whether you were picking those cherry tomatoes off your neighbor's plant till the mother came over and realized we just made the entire plant bare, It's innately in us, and you're also reaping the benefit of really what nature is providing, which is when it's in season, it tastes fantastic, and that's why five-star restaurants serve food in season.
So true.
Nice restaurants. They understand, the experts in food understand that in season is where things should be picked and presented, and Marlon, you have a lot of experience in the food industry.
Well, eating seasonally is something that is where absolutely I sing. I love eating seasonally because that's where my food memories are.
Yes.
And I remember as a child, even though at the time, as you said, Rose, like you're, you know, maybe not so positive of going out and weeding the garden. We never had a garden. My mom's activity was to take us in those summer months to go pick the berries. And when we came back with our flat of berries, we had to come back home and we had to clean them and prepare them for freezing.
Ah, yes.
Things like, or having them with strawberry shortcake for that night's dinner. So our memories still are positive though. If we think back to moments in our childhood or moments as an adult when we're enjoying food in season.
Yes.
Because seasons come and go and so do those precious tomatoes or those sweet strawberries that are only available in your backyard or in your region that don't travel any further than your Washington area or Rhode Island area.
Well, you know, I love the farmers markets now, even, you know, that it's like reclaiming that memory, because I know towards the end of the season last year, I really was, you know, going to our Redmond Farmers Market like religiously every weekend, because I was just, it was triggering something. And I just loved walking around and feeling the lushness of the variety. You know, we have so much variety and it's so alive, and, you know, it's outside and it's a beautiful August day, a beautiful September day. There was just like no better way to spend the Saturday. And, you know, Rose and I mean, our hands would just be full of everything, of, you know, vegetables and then fruits, and then all the, you know, vendors that are selling arts and crafts. It was just fantastic.
Well, and one of the things that you just brought up for me, Mona, is eating seasonally or choosing to flow with the seasons. Every one of us has a different doorway to enter to.
Yes.
Every one of us has a different reason for eating seasonally. And
yes,
maybe it might be helpful to explore why eating seasonally matters.
Definitely. Definitely. And when we come back after this next commercial break, we're going to talk about how we can get started simply. So you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there?
Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio and to our wonderful conversation on food today. And Nancy, I want to start with you. Why does eating seasonally really matter?
First of all, eating seasonally keeps us in harmony with nature. We belong in harmony with nature, and we have the responsibility and the ability to take care of our own health and our family's health, our community's health, and the health of the planet. That's a big reason why. We can get very simple about it. Food tastes better when it's in season. It encourages us to eat a variety of foods naturally and simply. So as we become clear in our area of what actually is grown when, then we are absolutely given more opportunity to have a variety of food. And we also have the opportunity to support our local farmers who are really the tenders of our land. They're caring for our food, so that we can eat food that is safe and that food that actually nurtures the earth and is meant to be grown where we live.
And, you know, there's a couple of other things along with that. You know, when you speak to the local farmers, you can really support your local economy by supporting your local farmers, by choosing to eat local. You see it in the media all the time. The other thing that a lot of people don't even think about is there are so many varieties of heirloom foods that have gone by the wayside.
Yes.
Because people are no longer growing them because they're growing what is economically chosen.
Yes.
And there's actually a phrase that in the beginning when I first heard it, I kind of got a bristle on my back, but it really is meaningful to me now, which is eat it to save it.
I love that.
If we don't eat that which is being grown, then we cannot save it. And there are many indigenous varieties, whether it is fish or a vegetable or fruit, that if we're not continuing to choose it and enjoy it, then it will go away.
It will. And I know that, like at our local co-op, you know, they have rainbow carrots. You know, they don't always have rainbow carrots. We're just so used to thinking, you know, mono carrot, carrot orange. Mm-hmm. And heirloom tomatoes. It's like the only heirloom place is tomatoes that show up. But there's heirloom varieties in every type of fruit and vegetable.
Right. And another reason about seasonally that also matters, I love the fact that there are so many short seasons of these different little items that you only get in your backyard.
Oh.
Well, meaning not my backyard. I don't grow them, but the farmer down the road might. Of things that are only a 2-week season or only a 3 or 4 week season that are so delicate because they're harvested at peak harvest that they don't transport out of the area well.
No.
Because they haven't groomed them to be grown and transported.
I call this, there's a little 2-week window when we have Rainier cherries here in Washington State. I call it the new currency because it's like gold. It's a currency. It's like, that's going to cost you, you know, one bunch of Rainier cherries, you know, and they don't keep, and you've got to be so delicate with them. And, you know, even washing them and rinsing them, you've got to eat them right away. You can't let them, you know, they don't like water very much, even though they need them. They are so delicate, but they are unbelievable.
And every region in this country and every region around the world has a Rainier cherry story. It doesn't matter whether it's an herb or a fruit or some little spice that is available.
Yes.
It's not only incorporated into their cuisine, but it's cherished and it's something that needs to be enjoyed when it's available. And so actually when I travel, one of my mandates is that I always seek out something that is unique in season in that little local area.
Oh my gosh. That would be a wonderful go. Check out the local farmer markets. Rosie, you were going to add something. You came from, you should talk about your time in Central Washington, where it was an abundance of fruits and veggies.
That really was quite an experience. I lived in the Yakima Valley for most of my married life, and that And Central Washington really is the fruit basket and vegetable basket for this whole Pacific Northwest. And we had such an abundance of things there because we had an abundance of different cultures. We actually, in my little town of under 5,000 where I lived, we had an abundance of Filipinos. We had an abundance of Japanese citizens. We had an abundance of American Indians. And they all contributed something different to the growing. And I remember the first time that, for example, I went out to a Filipino garden with my sister-in-law and discovered what the Filipino long bean was all about. And we're talking about a bean that's about 18 inches long. And I'm thinking, whoa, what do we do with this?
Sounds like an Olympic sport, but I know it's a vegetable.
and there were many things there that I had never experienced. And my sister-in-law was explaining to me about things like bitter melon, which to this day I still don't quite get. But nevertheless, and she took me out to see okra being grown. And it was just a tremendous thing. But we also had that marvelous variety of the orchards out there where they grew everything.
Yes.
The cherries, the apricots. And then we moved on into peaches and nectarines. And then when all the variety of apples came out, it was just a continual abundance of gorgeous, gorgeous fruits and vegetables.
Because that variety just feeds you on every level. Wouldn't you agree, Nancy? It feeds you all your senses are fed.
Absolutely. As each of us are speaking about this why, we can make it really simple. Joy.
Yes.
The real thing that you get when you eat seasonally is the joy of discovering what it is you love, discovering what someone else is sharing with you that you've never tried before. And I know, Mona, they can't put the long bean in the can, so you're safe there. But it really is the joy with food again.
Absolutely. And, you know, to me, the whole idea of eating simply and joy is the underlying principle. The more that we bring joy into our life, the more that we actually see ways to enjoy it. It's like going to the farmer's market and standing next to a woman who is from an Eastern European culture and is in her 80s and saying, picking up some vegetable I've never had and getting the opportunity to say, well, how do you fix this?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you enjoy it? And it's something that's only available for 2 weeks.
Exactly. And you know what I love about this too, why it matters, is the community that it creates. Even if you're a shy person and you have trouble speaking, you can go to a farmer's market and everybody can talk about food. It doesn't matter. You can start talking to a stranger, just like you're saying. You can just start talking about food with whoever's around, and it's an instant connector. It's just like, you know, it's why we love parties. It's why we love gatherings, because of the food. We're gathering around the food. There's just that gathering energy, that joy. Marlon, you're going to say?
Well, and actually it goes not only beyond the eating, but it can become the activity.
Oh.
Whether you go out and are picking berries together as a group and then coming back and making jam.
Yes.
Or whether it is my family never did canning much. But one ritual that my family always did was making homemade salsa.
Interesting.
And we would can it every August, September, when it was at peak season on the tomatoes and the peppers and the onions. And I would arrange with the Yakima Valley farmer, who was Hispanic and grew every variety of pepper that there could be. And I would buy, you know, a 50-pound box of tomatoes and a 50-pound box of onions. And my family would come together, and actually my dad participated too, who was not real comfortable in the kitchen, and his job was to peel the tomatoes. His job was to peel the onions, and then we each had our roles. It was a wonderful family and community activity.
Totally. And I know, Rose, when you would come over from Yakima and come over to see our parents, and you'd bring us these big crates of those Rainier cherries. Oh my God. It was precious. Absolutely precious.
Yes, it was. And it was fun for me because I knew of the joy that it was going to bring everybody when I showed up on the doorstep and had these crates with me of these glorious, glorious, beautiful yellow blush, gorgeous cherries.
Incredible.
Well, and you know, the other part of it is that food can be connected with
from ground to the table time.
Yes.
And even the community building that takes place at pea patches or in your backyard of gathering together, kind of like a barn raising, but it's a garden tilling. Those are activities that grow community in addition to growing food. And
yes.
That's where the joy is.
It's true.
To connect where you are.
Exactly.
Where your joy comes from. Because each of us, some people don't really like being in the kitchen.
No, it's true.
Well, that's true. And when you're saying that, Marlon, it's reminding me that we had this experience this week with a beautiful community at their school around the fresh food that they're bringing into the program, into the school. And this one mother had said the reason why she was participating, the reason why she was leading this and cared about it so deeply is, as she said, whatever goes into my daughter, that is who she's becoming. And that's true for all of us.
Yes.
Whatever we're putting in our body, that's who we're becoming. And we want to be able to be going to the farmer's market long into our later years. And we want to be able to do it from a place of joy and health and vibrancy.
Exactly. So, and it's great use of dollars. It's so, you can get so much for your money at a farmer's market. It's just incredible how much you can do.
Well, it's the seasons provide us the opportunity to choose foods that are not only in season that then in turn costs are more affordable, but also I just loved it.
That's okay, because we're going to a break now, so it's gonna come, we'll be right back with that thought. Listening to Sisters Talk Radio.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live, on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to this delicious segment of Sisters Talk Radio, where we're talking about food in season. And right before the break, Marlon, we were starting a conversation.
Oh, and I lost my train of thought.
Right on air, which I love. But, you know, who doesn't do that? I pointed to her because we had 1 minute left of the break, and that thought just flew right out of her mind.
But well, I got it back.
You did. So we were talking about how economical eating in season is. So carry on.
Absolutely. One of the misconceptions about eating seasonally or shopping at a farmer's market is that it costs more. And many, regardless of where you are in the country, I'm sure every farmer's market does this at some point in the season, where they take a bag of groceries and they take carrots and whatever else it is that is in the market for that day, and they compare the costs at the surrounding groceries as if you were to walk in and buy that same bag of groceries. And it is always same and most often less to buy at the farmer's market.
Considerably less. Cause that's what was shocking me last year when I really was getting into the farmer's market is I'd come back with these huge heads of cauliflower. I mean, they'd be three times the size of what I would find in the grocery store, even though I was shopping organically.
Well, and not only that, but they also have a longer shelf life because they have reached your hands freshly picked that morning, typically, as well as they are grown to be enjoyed at that peak flavor.
Oh,
so you get more flavor, you get a longer shelf life, and you generally have a higher yield, especially
if you're
bringing it home and cleaning it and putting it directly into the meal or directly into your fridge.
Exactly.
So that's one point about the economics. The second is that a lot of what they call seconds are sold at the farmer's market at the tail end of the season or throughout. And you can buy, for example, that salsa that my family would make, where they were always tomatoes that were seconds, which means they didn't look as pretty, but they were quite a bit less in cost. So the cost to make that salsa was significantly less. And you can buy a much more affordable meal that way when you're eating in season.
Mm-hmm. It's just a wonderful way to experience food on a whole new level. So Marlon, here we are at the beginning of spring. Where would you guide somebody to start eating seasonally? Where would somebody start right now?
Well,
or Nancy?
Wherever you want, whatever you love, as we've said earlier, if you love to grow anything and you haven't really delved into growing your food, herbs is a natural place to start. They're easy to grow. Many of them winter over. You can do it in pots or in garden, depending on your space.
Especially if you love to get your hands dirty, and that's what you love to do.
Yep. A lot of people, too, these days are putting edible plants in their regular gardens, and that is a way to make a border garden beautiful if you don't have a lot of space. So, you know, every year I grow outside of my little kitchen courtyard garden several varieties of lettuce and leeks and arugula and chard and these things. They're all mixed in. So I can just step outside and just pick the night's dinner or greens that I'm going to saute or whatever. That is simple.
Okay. And it doesn't require much maintenance, I assume?
No. As a matter of fact, there have been, if you go to your local nursery, there are a number of ideas when you ask the question, how can I incorporate it into my regular flower bed?
Yes.
And an example would be that your shrubs that you've got need certain amount of spacing, and if you could plant carrots in between the shrubs as long as they're getting enough light.
Oh, interesting.
Examples like that, or putting in, again, as Nancy said, herbs. I'm not the gardener, so I'm really not the one to ask. I've just seen it. But your local gardener or your local nursery can give you those ideas.
Because I know Rose and I were just talking about putting raised garden beds in our little backyard of what little room we have back there, because we were thinking, well, you know, we're into making smoothies, so maybe we could be growing our own kale, you know, because we're going through lots of kale at the house through smoothies. So again, that was like a low maintenance thing to start with.
Simple to grow. And the other thing is going back to the farmer's market, we have an abundant community of experts who know how to grow these things, and they want to share. So sometimes there'll be booths there where you can get starts and plants, and you can just ask them, does this need sun? I mean, you can just begin there.
Exactly.
And begin with what you love, and then that way you really will do it, and you'll really realize it fits into your life. And once it fits into your life easily, it also brings it, spills right into the kitchen and preparing your food, because you want to eat what you're growing. And kids love to get involved in pulling up those
totally.
Fresh carrots. And
hey, it's exciting to see it pop through the soil. You know, just like, you know, right now, yeah. Tulips, you know, you put that bulb in there, you don't see anything for a while. And all of a sudden, if you can keep the squirrels away from it, you know, there comes that little shoot out of the dirt. And, yeah. you know, little kids get excited about it. I get excited about it because it's like, here it comes.
Yeah. And you know, and Nancy, you made the comment about start where you are. Because I'm not an avid gardener, that wouldn't be where I would start. I love those childhood memories, talking like with you, Rose, about when something was in season for that short season. So where I would begin is I would start doing some research about what my local region grows, what things are in season when, and when to expect them, and go to a farmer's market and find out when they expect the peas to come in, or get a little chart that I've got so I can anticipate when it's coming.
And would you also recommend, okay, just growing based on what you like to eat? So like if you're a salads person, okay, maybe you just grow a couple different lettuces, or, you know, a couple of different, you know, cherry tomatoes or the little carrots. Would that be a way to start too?
Absolutely. And Rose, you have something you wanted to say? I was just going to say that getting these different kinds and varieties of lettuce is a great place to start. Really right now, because it is a cool weather crop, and they will start, and you will have a practically instant success, because once they start coming up, they produce rather prolifically and rather quickly. So that's a success story that is a real easy one to do, and you reap great rewards. And if you like to cook, and that's your joy, where you love to be in the kitchen, then another way to do it would be to pick something that you haven't tried before that's in season in your region. So, for example, spring, just around the corner. In our local area, there's two things that I absolutely love because they're short season. Spring green garlic.
Oh, really?
It's something that is only there for, if you're lucky, 2 weeks. And they're these long, they look a little bit like green onions,
yeah.
or scallions, but with a little bulb on the end that tastes like a cross between garlic and onions, because it's in its infancy of its stage.
Oh,
it's used in Asian cuisine quite a bit, but pick it up and try throwing it in the stir fry, or adding it in along with your salad dressing instead of another type of onion.
Oh, interesting.
So cooking is where you're at. Choose something you've never had before.
Mm-hmm. And also with the asparagus coming in the spring, you can take that green spring garlic and put it over the asparagus. Just drizzle some olive oil, a little salt and pepper, and broil it.
Oh, yes.
And it's done in 5 minutes. So this is also a misnomer that it takes a long time to cook.
That's because, thank you for that.
You know,
thank
I have a family. We're busy, and everyone's going different places at different times. And it is absolutely possible to get real food on the table.
It's true.
Simply.
It's true, because I know Natalie, who's one of our sisters that lives here at the house, she's big on roasting veggies. And, she's got that pan. We're sitting around the kitchen island chatting like we usually are, and she's already chopped and, you know, got it all covered in olive oil, salt and pepper, and it's in the oven. And before we know, it's done, and we've got this amazing pan of roasted veggies. And I'm, like, amazed, because she just does it effortlessly, and it's there, and everybody loves it. And it's, you know, it's, and we're usually just talking about the day while it's getting cooked. And there's something about the smell of something cooking in the house that's equally as gratifying. And, you know, we don't cook at home enough. And when we start, you know, that's why we wanted to do this show, is to really encourage people to realize all the aspects of eating seasonally. It's not, it's the growing, it's the cooking, the preparing, but it's also the community that happens around it.
Actually, you know, it's funny. We actually have another show to talk about.
We do.
Because one of the things that coming out of the restaurant field over the years, there are a number of things that I do, like your example of roasting vegetables, that are little tricks of the trade, so to speak, that you can do to save time. I only cook a few times a week, but I'm actually preparing for the entire week.
Yes.
And there's some ways that we can talk about that in another show. But the key thing is on this, starting with spring, think about the entire year of what lies ahead. If it's gardening, bring yourself in through that doorway. What have you done that you want to continue from last year or something new to add to this year? Start simply. Don't take on the whole world in
exactly.
one doorway, but start with one thing. If you've never eaten fresh herbs instead of dried herbs, consider that, whether you grow it or you buy it from a local farmer.
Yes.
And so that idea of starting with spring is not only what's in front of me right now, but anticipate what summer and fall bring.
Yes.
One other thing that came from the book Tender, Farmers, Cooks, Eaters, Tamara Murphy had shared with us, so simply said, what grows together, goes together.
Oh, I love that.
So when you don't know if you can even cook, how is this going to work? If you do visit a farmer's market, generally what's growing there will go together.
Beautiful.
And that simplified things a lot in our understanding.
And actually, that's a great conversation for the next segment.
Yes.
Is to keep things simple and different ways to do that.
That is great. And we are going to talk about that because that's the key thing for getting started and taking the next logical step. So when we come back, we'll talk about it. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
We Welcome back to this last segment of Sisters Talk Radio, where we're talking about the beauty of food and eating in season. And before the break, we were going to start on the topic of eating simply and how do you keep it simple when you go into these lush markets and there's so much to choose from. How do you keep it narrowed so that you don't get overwhelmed?
Well, the key is keeping it really simple. And there's a couple of different steps for ways to begin. And I think the most important thing is to pick one place to start and actually put that into place to keep it very simple in that way. But I like to look at a couple of things. One is, what do I really enjoy eating?
Yeah.
What type of foods do I enjoy? What kind of experiences do I like to have? Am I the gardener, as we talked about, or am I the one that loves to cook, or do I like to entertain? Sometimes it's just starting with deciding to have a party with a gathering of friends to prepare a seasonal meal. So that's one idea, is to keep it simple by picking a next step. Where can I enter? What doorway? What's my way to bring joy into my life?
And would you also consider how you eat, you know, because some people are grazers, some people just will eat a meal. Does that factor in there?
Absolutely. And when you've got, for example, Nancy with her family prepares food very differently than I do, because it's just my husband and I. And so, yes, if you're a grazer or you like to sit down to a complete meal, those provide different experiences. So first do an assessment, kind of a self-assessment of, you know, what are my options, but most importantly, what brings me joy? So do you want to speak to any of that first, Nancy, before I move on to a couple of other ideas?
Well, the only thing I would add to that, too, is in keeping in mind with those that you are around, what do they enjoy? Because sometimes mothers tend to do it all themselves, thinking they need to, instead of finding the place where one of their children could help with this or that or the other thing. And I know we were talking at the break about keeping it simple with olive oil. Well, how do you make a dressing? And this still cracks me up. Thank you, Mother, who taught me to do this. But we grew up with a simple olive oil, lemon salad dressing, period. A fabulous olive oil and great lemons, Meyer lemons when they were in season.
Meyers are the best.
And I would start my girls making that when they were very young.
That's the only two ingredients in that dressing?
Two ingredients.
And okay,
then,
wait a minute.
Well, yeah,
I'm a flavor person. We've got to have garlic, salt, and pepper.
Well, salt and pepper come in, of course. Of course.
And don't forget the garlic.
Yes.
Well, when little kids may not do garlic.
True.
But if they're making the dressing and then you say, you know, take a taste and see what you think. We'll need a little more lemon. They're beginning to develop their palate. And I truly have had family members ask me now, can you write down that recipe of your dressing? It's like, well, what's the right? It's a lemon.
That's the best.
Simple.
Well, and actually, if you're cooking with fresh whole foods that are in season, that are at peak flavor, you don't need a lot of ingredients.
In the dressing.
Well, not just in any of it. You only need 3 to 5 ingredients for something to, when it's in season, to really be at its full flavor. As a matter of fact, I remember a conversation with Tamara Murphy when we were doing the preparation for Tender, and she said, the test of a truly accomplished cook or chef is to prepare and serve a carrot.
Oh, really?
A simple carrot. And that, to her, when she goes into a restaurant herself, she expressed that if that's on the menu, that's to order, because that's not always easy to do.
Interesting. So it just depends on how the carrots a la carte.
Okay, exactly. But so keep it simple in the ingredients, keep it fresh, and have it be something that you really enjoy to eat or you enjoy doing. You know, Nancy, you brought up something about simplicity, which has to do with families. What are ways that you can engage the children to keep it simply?
Everyone has their entry point, and being a designer, I love the beauty of presentation. I love the beauty of the table, whether you're setting it with candles or you're putting your different fresh foods in different containers that are beautiful to look at just in themselves. And I've had these conversations with other mothers when our children were younger. How do you get them to eat all of these good foods? Make it visually appealing. So when they race in from school and they are starving, what are they going to eat? And if you've got a few of their favorites, and maybe, yes, it took a moment to cut up some of that you know, this, that, and the other thing. But it looks beautiful. They and their friends will begin to graze, and you will begin allowing them to explore the joy of eating.
So what was an example? I think we were talking the other day. You had like pumpkin seeds and carrots. You had, what would be a variety you would provide for your kids?
Whatever's in season, I would start there. So if there are snap peas, maybe they're in a bowl, and maybe they're in a bowl that's blue.
Blue. Okay. So you weren't doing anything to the snap peas. They were just fresh,
raw.
Okay.
But maybe you make a dip. I mean, you,
okay.
You know,
kids love to dip.
And those multicolored carrots.
Yes.
I mean, my goodness, they're beautiful. When a friend comes in and goes, what? There's purple carrots?
You
try them. They realize, oh, they're good. There could be a bowl of cherry tomatoes.
Yes.
Sitting in a nice yellow bowl.
Oh, okay. So it's color therapy on top of food therapy.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but it just makes it so fun, you know?
Because kids love color.
Not only the color piece, but here's a texture is another thing that affects the way in which we enjoy our foods. And I know some kids and adults that don't like the crunch of the raw carrots too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so even doing something simple as blanching the carrots, just a very slight blanch that takes just that edge off biting it. It's still crispy, but not overly crisp.
So just define blanching in case there's somebody listening that doesn't know that term.
Well, admittedly, I don't follow the exact terminology. So what I do is I bring up a pan of water up to a boil, shut it off so it's at a simmer, and then dip the carrot or asparagus is a great item that's blanched.
Mm-hmm.
Not always great raw, but great blanched.
Yeah.
That you just dip in for 30 seconds or a minute, I'd have to look that one up and then take it out and immediately chill it down.
Okay.
So it keeps that crispness, but takes that first bite off of it.
The rawness of it away.
Exactly.
That might turn children away from eating it.
Exactly.
But it's great for packing a lunch and having green beans and blanching them, chilling them, and then they have these beans that are soft enough to chew, but have a little crunch to them,
so,
and they still are green.
What kind of a dip? Would you put like a hummus dip with it, or?
Hummus is one that I use often. I mean, kids like just about anything that they can take their hand and dip it in.
It's the motion. It's like they've got all their senses into it. And it's the movement. It's finger food.
And it's one other thing. It's giving them choice. So when you have set this beautiful spread and they're in charge of choosing, they may start with the seeds, or they may start with sometimes I would even put something in that I knew didn't quite fit in the arena of something we grow ourselves, you know, a pineapple or even a little bowl of popcorn. You begin them somewhere. It depends on where your family is, but everything would be eaten.
Well, and you mentioned something about the idea of packing for lunches. Another way to keep things simply is to anticipate a few days in a row,
mm-hmm.
so you can prepare those beans for dinner, blanch some to have for lunch for the next day, and maybe have some left over to incorporate into a salad a few days later.
I know the segment's coming to a close quickly, but I want to touch a little bit about this beauty piece and the bowls, because that can make all the difference of whether something is appealing. And rather than storing things in Tupperware because it's efficient, you can go to, you know, your, like Ross or Marshall's, and their kitchenwares department are fantastic places to find unique, different bowls that can be beautiful. Because a lot of times you can go in there and find these beautiful Italian dishes at half the cost. That would make such a beautiful presentation. So, and that's fun, you know, that's a fun part of preparing food as well.
Well, even working on the cookbooks and styling with a photographer who has floor-to-ceiling dishes, linens in different colors. I mean,
fun.
It is fun. It's really part of being a creator. And you can allow your children to choose something, too. Would you grab a platter out of there or whatever? You know, let them be creators in this as well, and they will also be eaters.
I love it. Creators and eaters. It's combining all the senses. It's combining color therapy and just the joy of doing it together. So, well, I know our time is coming to close again. It comes so fast. Did you have any last final words, Nancy, that you wanted to say?
Well, I would like to invite every one of the listeners out here to come to our website. If you've got stories to share or questions, it's www.shinshinshay.com, which is S-H-I-N-S-H-I-N-C-H-A-Y.
CHTV.
I'll post it on the website with the archive. So thank you for listening to Sisters Talk Radio. Thank you, Nancy, Marlon, and Rose. And we will be back with you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences.
That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.